Good morning. As I think you all know, the type of meditation that we're practicing here is known as insight meditation or vipassana. And the insight that's being referred to is the capacity to see clearly, to understand our experience, and that understanding arises out of mindfulness, which is the ability to be present with our experience as it's happening, moment to moment, without getting caught in reactivity to it. And I want to highlight that last piece about not getting caught in reactivity, because in English the word mindfulness is a noun. And so it can sound like mindfulness is a thing that we have to get, a static state to be achieved. But mindfulness is much more dynamic than that. It's more of a way of relating to our experience, bringing an attitude of kind curiosity or warm interest to whatever is happening without taking it personally. Which again might sound very simple, but in actual practice can be surprisingly hard. So in the Satipatthana Sutta, the four establishments of mindfulness, we have a gradual path of training which starts with the body. Because the body is a relatively simple aspect of experience to pay attention to. And unlike the mind, unlike thoughts, our physical sensations happen more slowly. So they're usually a little bit easier to bring awareness to. However, in our dominant mainstream culture, we tend to ignore the body and to privilege the intellect. So most of us have got used to paying far more attention to our mental activity than to what's going on in our bodies. And as a result, most of us need quite a bit of training to be able to bring mindfulness continuously to the body. Or as it says in the Satipatthana Sutta, to know the body in the body. To know the body in the body. What does this mean? It means knowing our experience very directly and immediately, instead of our usual habit of thinking about it, wondering about it, conceptualizing it. So for example, with the body, you were invited to bring awareness to all the different sensations that are happening throughout the body, and simply knowing them as a flow of experiences such as heaviness, lightness, pressure, pulsing, tingling, vibration, aching, warmth, coolness, itching, hardness, softness, aching, burning, numbness, and so on. Did you notice any of those? So this is quite different from thinking about our body in terms of its anatomy, or seeing it almost from the outside as a visual overlay. So conventionally we might say something like, my shoulder hurts. But when we're meditating with our eyes closed, there's no such thing as shoulder. Shoulder is a concept. What we actually experience is a flow of different sensations in space, located generally where we might imagine our shoulder to be. And in meditation, we do often have the experience of the boundaries of the body dissolving, so that we can't always tell where the outer limits of our bodies are. The distinction between the body, this body, and the world out there becomes more porous, which is actually more in accord with reality. We're not actually that solid, separate entity we like to think of ourselves as. So bringing mindfulness to the body and knowing the body within the body is about cultivating a very direct, non-conceptual awareness of the sensations in the body and meeting those sensations, that experience, with as little reactivity as possible. So this is the aspect of mindfulness that's known as bare awareness or bare attention. which means staying with the immediacy of the physical sensations and not getting caught in our usual habits of mental reaction to whatever we're experiencing. And this is a key aspect of insight practice, being able to distinguish on the one hand between experiences in the body and on the other, reactions in the mind. And there's one particular type of mental reaction that we want to really pay attention to, and that's the tendency to take our experiences personally. For example, if I recognize some kind of what's ordinarily called pain in my shoulder, unless I have some training in mindfulness, usually what would happen is the mind would go straight into overdrive, telling itself all kind of stories about that pain and coming up with various strategies to try and fix it. So, for example, I might be sitting, meditating, trying to meditate, and I realize, oh, my shoulder hurts. It's because I had to use that totally non-ergonomic mouse at work for all those years. You know, I kept reporting that to the HR person and they never got round to doing anything about it. You know, I could end up having to have surgery because of their ineptness. I wonder if I should have sued them, actually. I keep seeing those personal injury lawyer ads on TV and they always seem to win. And then the person always ends up lying on a beach in Fiji. Fiji would be nice at this time of year. But somebody told me Rarotonga is actually less touristy. I wish I had my phone. It would be great to work out which Pacific island is the best place to go for a holiday to. So you might recognize that as what in the Buddhist teaching is called papancha, or proliferation. That very, very common tendency of the mind to take the raw data of our experience at any of the sense doors and then concoct a narrative, a story that spirals pretty quickly out of control and takes us further and further away from what's actually happening, further and further away from sense-based reality. Not only that, but the types of mind states that it involves are not usually skillful ones. So we end up spinning out in various forms of greed, hatred, and delusion, which you might recognize as the three core afflictive energies in the mind that the Buddha saw as being the root of all of our stress, distress, and suffering. On the other hand, though, if we can stay with just the immediacy of our experience, so in the example I gave, just knowing the unpleasant sensations in the shoulder, then we protect ourselves from strengthening unskillful and afflictive mind states such as greed and aversion, anxiety, frustration, boredom, resentment, doubt, and so on. And in their place, we strengthen skillful and beneficial mind states, curiosity, kindness, interest, patience, openness, perseverance, tranquility, steadiness, calm, equanimity, and so on. And this whole process of relinquishing unskillful states, strengthening skillful states, starts with mindfulness of the body. So over the last couple of days, we've been working mostly with the breath and starting quite simply with just the awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath. And we'll start again that way this morning. And then when the mindfulness has become more steady, when there's some samadhi or stability of mind, and I invite you to zoom into the breath a little more closely and to begin to notice the details of the breath in terms of physical sensations such as tingling and pressure and warmth and coolness and moisture and expansion and contraction, hardness, pushing, releasing, softening, and so on. And this knowing or noticing shouldn't involve too much effort. It's a very simple, light recognition. So try not to get caught up in wondering, was that tingling or was that vibrating? Or maybe it was kind of fast pulsing. I don't know. What's the difference? What's the difference between pressure and hardness? I don't know that I'm getting this. Am I doing it right? If you find yourself getting caught in those kind of mental entanglements, then just drop it and come back to the basic knowing of the breath. And then when the mind is more steady again, you can try zooming in a little more closely to the sensations. Okay, so let's give that a try.